Kina maira, te tatauo, te pōtuia, te hono whiria, te hono ka ta hono ki a wai ko te hono ki a rua. Rua i te pūkenga, rua i te hora hora, rua i te wana wana, rua i te atamai rua. Matua take take o tāne. Tēnei au he pūkenga, he wānanga e are are nei te taringa ki te whakarongo. Ko ngā taringa rongo mai taha nui o rongo mai taha rangi o tūpai whakarongo wānanga. O te hono tēnei ka mau, mau whiwhia, mau rawea, kia puta ki te whaia, ki te ao marama, whāno, whāno, hara mai te toki, haumie, huie, tāikie.
Enoho.
He ora ki tipua, he ora ki tawhito, he rerenga mā kura kura, he rerenga mā koha koha ki te ao. Ko tō manawa, ko tōku manawa, whiti ki tua, whiti ki waho, whiti ki te whai au ki te ao mā rama. Tihe e mauri o rā, e ngā mana, e ngā waka, e ngā reo, e rauranga tira mā, tēnā koutou, haere mai, haere mai, haere mai rā. Haere mai. Kēnei o ngā kaumātua, ngā uiri o tuperiri, e karanga nei, e mihi nei, e tangi atu nei, e whakamānau atu nei ki a koutou, e ngā manuhiri, nau piki mai, nau kake mai, haere mai rā. Haere mai rā i runga i te reo karanga, o ngā ruahine. Haere mai i runga i te reo karanga, o whātua nuku, o whātua rangi. Nāna nei tātou, e whakahuihui nei, e whakakotahi nei, i runga i te kaupapa. Nāna i karanga i a koutou, nau mai, haere mai, piki mai, kake mai, haere mai rā. Tau mai, ki runga ki tō mātou whenua, tēnei whenua hora nei, e ki ake nei, ko te kahu tōpuni o tuperiri. I ngā hia tau ki muri, ko tō mātou rangatira, i tūki maunga whau, tohu ai, he whenua haumako, mā ngai tauiwi, kia noho tahi mai, kia Ngāti Whātua. Nō reira tēnei, he tohu o te rangatira, kia pēnei tonu, ngā tikanga akui mā koro mā, haere mai rā. Kawea mai ngā mate, kia piritahi ki tō mātou, o mātou mate, i runga, i roto i ngā wiki, ko taha ake nei, ko ngā mate, o ngā kuia, pēnā tonu i tō mātou kuia a whetū mārama. Arā, ko ngā mate, pēnā i tō mātou, tētahi o mātou, whanaunga ki te whānau kerehoma, he uri nō te hokianga, nō reira, ko ia hoki tērā. I tēnei rā tonu, i taupuki hiai te kāwhena o tētahi rangatahi tonu, tētahi tamaiti tonu, e kī nei ko Nate. Nō reira, rātou nā ika ruhānui o te ope o te rua matariki, koutou, haere. Haere koutou, ke hāwarā koutou i te kupenga a taramainuku, haere, haere, haere aturā. Hoki mai ki a tātou te hunga ora, a tēnā tātou. O tērā koutou, e ngā manuhiri, e ngā kura whaka tike tike, e ngā kura wānanga. nau mai, haere mai, piki mai, kake mai, tau mai rā. Tēnei a Ngāti Whātua e mihi atu nei, e whakatau atu nei a koutou. Nō reira kia poto, te kakau o te paipa, tēnei e mihi nei, e tangi nei. E karanga nei, e whakamānawa nei a koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou koutou.
Pāpaki mai, ngangaru nunui, wawaratia, ngatairere, eripoe, ngangaru
And just briefly, I'd like to interpret some of the kōrero. Some of the messages I shared in my formal acknowledgement to the kaupapa, or to the occasion that we all gathered here today. Welcome to you that come from near, and those of you that come from far, from different parts and different cultures around the world. Welcome you on behalf of the local custodians here in Tāmaki Makaurau. Us, of which it is a great honour and a privilege to ensure that your hui is started off in the best way that we know how, and that's in acknowledging you, the physical, and those that you carry on your shoulders. So we welcome your dearly beloved, your dearly departed, and we also send them off through the incantations and through the karanga. We also welcome you into the space upon our land, of which our ancestor 184 years ago, around the signing of the treaty, gifted 3,000 acres of Tāmaki Makaurau to enable a shared space for both his people and both settlers coming to Aotearoa and central government here in Tāmaki Makaurau. And so the practice that we do here and throughout our city is to ensure that that generosity is elevated as in place through our protocols and our customs of welcoming ceremonies. So thank you for allowing us to do that, and it's an honour to do that alongside you. I also like to welcome in particular and make a formal acknowledgement to you as well, Maria. Ko koe te kai tuitui i tēnei tira, ka tuitui koutou ki a mātou o Ngāti Whātua. Nō reira, tēnā koe, tēnā koe, tēnā rā koe. But just to repeat some of the messages, warm greetings, welcome and salutations on behalf of Ngāti Whātua. Welcome once, welcome twice, welcome three times. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Kia ora tātou katoa. Kia ora. Haramai.
Okay. Kia ora. Ko Maria. Paranihia. Stevens, Toku Ingwa, it's my name. No Ngāti Whātua, Toku Papa, Toku Whaia, no Ngāti Awa, ko Putauki, Te Maunga, ko Rangataki, Taiki, Te Awa, ko Eastern Beach, Te Kainga, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. I've just shared with you all my name, obviously, where my dad is from, where my mum is from, my mountain, my river, and where I live, which is in Eastern Beach. I wish to acknowledge the ladies that are here, the kuia, and Isis, for coming today. I would just ask the three ladies that are sitting kuia to say their names so everyone knows where they are in the room and who they are.
Hi, I'm
Wendy,
I'm
Erika. Where's Isis?
Kia ora tātou, I'm Isis, and this is my beautiful Nandy coming to support the movement for you all today. It's awesome and lovely to give to you. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora, thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge my daughter Charlene, my grandson Lachlan, and a family friend, Lee, for supporting me at this time. I am proud to be to share my lifelong use of Braille for education and for life. Please accept my heartfelt appreciation and thanks, people of Ngāti Whātua, for your warm welcome to us all. For many of us in this room, Braille is for us as print is to sighted people. I know over the next few days there will be lots of discussion and strategising going on, and argument, I guess, and debate about Braille today and into the future. Thank you on behalf of BANZAT for coming to New Zealand from far and wide. Before I hand over to ask the next speaker to come, I'll ask my support people to come and do a waiata with me to close off this part of the proceedings.
Te aloha, te whakakono, me te rangi mari e tata tata ue.
Thank you. So I'd like to call and ask for the CEO of Blind Low Vision, Andrea Midgen, to come forward and say a few words.
Kia ora, thank you, Maria. Tēnā koutou katoa. That means welcome in Kiwiland. My name is Andrea Midgen, and as the Chief Executive of Blind Low Vision New Zealand, it gives me the greatest of pleasures to welcome you all on behalf of the Braille Authority of New Zealand, Aotearoa Trust, to the 8th General Assembly of the International Council of English Braille. Blind Low Vision New Zealand is proud to be the settler on BANZAT, that's the Braille Authority of New Zealand Aotearoa Trust. We've worked closely with the Trust over the past 14 years to support its objectives and setting standards for the production of Braille and promoting the uses, teaching, acquisition and distribution of Braille to the blind, deafblind and people with low or no vision in New Zealand Aotearoa. I would like to join BANZAT in welcoming attendees from the 8 member countries of ICEB. You represent your Braille authorities in Australia, Canada, Ireland, Nepal, New Zealand, South Africa, the United States, and the United Kingdom. In addition, we're welcoming tonight and later this week attendees from Samoa and guest speakers from Spain and Vietnam. The Samoan language is the most widely spoken Polynesian language in this country. Our transcribers must produce Samoan language material correctly. The Vietnam speakers are teaching us about the international language of Braille music and their latest software to translate music scores into Braille music. There will be several electronic Braille devices on display for a hands-on experience, and teachers of Braille will bring updated developments in teaching the code. There is much to learn from all the guest speakers this week. The theme for this General Assembly is 2 centuries of Braille, some 200 years ago, in a world where people with low or no vision face immense challenges in accessing education and literature. A revolutionary system was born. Around 1824, Louis Braille, a young Frenchman who had lost his sight as a child, introduced the world to a tactile reading and writing system that would forever change the lives of so many people. Through his ingenuity and determination, Braille created a universal code of dots enabling individuals who are blind, deafblind or have low vision to read and write independently for the first time in history. Since its inception, Braille has not only empowered individuals, but has also become a symbol of resilience, adaptability, and equality. its journey from a simple yet profound idea to a global standard is a testament to the human spirit's capacity to overcome adversity and foster positive change. Here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, Braille was first taught when the Jubilee Institute for the Blind was founded in 1890. Today, the Jubilee Institute for the Blind is known as Blind Low Vision New Zealand and is the major provider of blindness services here in New Zealand. Our first Braille teacher, Jane Collier, was appointed in August 1891. The equipment in her classroom consisted of a dining table, chairs, Braille frames, an abacus, and a few school books, some embossed in moon lettering, others in Braille. She taught herself Braille, keeping just one step ahead of her students. She made relief maps and borrowed stuffed birds and other specimens from the Auckland Institute and Museum for using as teaching aids. Jane Collier taught herself and her class to read music in Braille. She encouraged her students to value their independence. Her greatest achievement was to lay the foundations for educational attainment among blind people in New Zealand. She did this at a time when many assumed that blind people were incapable of leading productive lives. It was a revelation that blind students could sit and pass the most advanced academic examinations in the country. Internationally, the evolution of Braille has been marked by collaboration, innovation, and a shared commitment to inclusivity. From the development of specialised Braille technology to the establishment of international standards, the journey of Braille has been one of continuous improvement and adaptation to meet the evolving needs of the blind, deafblind, and low vision community worldwide. The International Council on English Braille was established in 1991. In 2004, it adopted the Unified English Braille Code. And along with other ICEB members, New Zealand plays our part in the development of the ICEB. The first edition of the Guidelines for Technical Materials was prepared by Janet Reynolds, who was head of the Accessible Format Service at the time. Prior to joining BLVNZ, Janet was a sighted secondary school maths teacher. The Guidelines for Technical Materials deals with the science, technology, engineering and maths subjects which keep adding new print symbols that have to be considered for new Braille symbols. Today, Clive Lansick, who is also my boss, is leading the technical committee that works on updating the Guidelines for Technical Materials. Clive holds degrees in electrical engineering and law, and his Braille software was used by BLVNZ when he was the IT manager. This week, we are not just commemorating the past achievements of Braille, we are reaffirming our collective dedication to advancing accessibility and empowering individuals with visual impairments to thrive in a world without barriers. And in spite of all the amazing advances with technology today, Braille is still the only system that enables people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision to learn spelling and punctuation. It is the responsibility of all of us here to continue to champion Braille literacy, ensuring that its benefits reach every corner of society. In closing, let us draw inspiration from the remarkable legacy of Louis Braille and the countless individuals who have contributed to the advancement of Braille over the past two centuries. Let us take the opportunity during this week to strengthen the pursuit of a more inclusive and equitable world, where every individual has a chance to reach their full potential of literacy and numeracy through Braille. Kia ora, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. and my support team. So now I'd like to ask Judy Dixon, the President of the International Council on English Braille, to come forward and say a few words.
Thank you very much, Marie. I heard her. She was right up there in that box. You know? Thank you so much for that beautiful Maori welcome. And we certainly feel welcomed. And it was lovely to be welcomed in such a nice way. And for Andrea Mitchin, who also told us a lot about why we're here and who we are, which is really nice to have that summarized for us. Thank you. And as president of the International Council on English Braille, I officially open our conference. No detail will be too small. No number of dots will be too many for us to spend our time on this week. And we will have a wonderful time. And we will agree and we will disagree. And we will go away as friends, and we will go away as colleagues who will work together and continue to work for Braille for the next 4 years until we come together again and do it all over again. So we will have a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to this conference so much. Thank you to our local hosts who have worked so hard getting this together, and especially to Miri Schneckenberg and Maria Stevens, who have worked tirelessly for months, literally, to make this happen. And we will thank them many times this week, but we can't thank them enough. So hereby, the conference is open. Let the dots begin.
CJ? So I'd hand over to CJ now to bless the food.
Kia ora no tātou. Kia karakia tātou mo te kai. So just going to bless the food and so we can break bread together. Tēnā tātou. Nau mai e rongo te o te kai, hei o mo mātou, hei o mo tama a roto, tūturu e rangi, tūturu e papa, tūturu o whiti whakamaua kia tīna. Hui e, tai ki e, kia kai tātou. You can go and eat.